Let's call the executive committee into session. An action item.
Brian.
Well, I was looking on my family trip there to Ransdale with all the photos and fishing opportunities. I got a little excited.
Yeah. You see some whales, puffins?
What I wanted to talk about today was really asking for your approval on the six-year capital plan that the university is required to do by the state. A lot of times I refer to it as a needs assessment of the university. It's something that we send out to a large group of our deans and ask them to talk with us or to share with us things that they think they may need for in the future for the university's growth. Again, I refer to it as a needs assessment. We provided that in your packet, and it's done every 2 years, and it's something that looks forward. It goes on our strategic planning process. It goes on our capital deferred maintenance needs of the university. It sometimes has projects on here that we're really seeking authorization from the state if funds become available to the university to move forward. That's called a capital projects, and capital projects are typically defined as when it's a building, any project that would exceed a total amount of money over $600,000. These projects are in somewhat of an order. It is a dynamic process. It has to be turned in with the Board of Regents approval April 15th. Again, it's a list, a number one on our list. Since last year, we've received authorization and funding for the Science Ogden College project, $48 million. The project that the state had funded prior to that was the Gary A. Ransdell Hall building, $35 million. And our project that we have this year, which was number two last year, is construct a new Gordon Ford College business and renovate Bryce Hall. There's a couple of other things in that project. It's in a prescription. It includes a 1,000-space parking garage that will be located on Adam Street lot in the future. It has the renovation of the Bryce Hall building that exists today. It has the demolition of the Kate Page Hall project and then restoration of the area. So the total request for just authorization is $97.2 million. The next project is an upgrade of underground infrastructure. And I'm not going through all these. I just wanted to talk about the top few. Underground infrastructure is really our high voltage. We have asked consistently for the state to assist us with all of our utility needs underground, and it's always in our top 10 of the university needs. We had that failure earlier in the season over Christmas where we lost a underground line to Pierceport Tower. We were able to go back
a few weeks ago when we were closed for the snow.
We were able to recover fairly quickly, but it did. We did have students out of the dorm rooms for 2 nights, so those do happen. We do have the infrastructure now on campus for what we call North Loop and South Loop, and we have the switchgear in place. And as we have been funding every summer, we've been doing $1 million to $1.5 million worth of connection to this stable power grid. Next one is an agency bond request, which is $10 million, which supports the student resolution for a parking garage over on the Creason lot. And then most of the other ones are what we've had on the list prior. Dr. Ransdell, is there anyone that you would like to talk about specifically?
No, I just want to be sure the board understands that we need to turn in a comprehensive list of anything that might remotely be possible or desirable, because if something were to come up and we would suddenly find the means to get something done, if it weren't on this list, it couldn't be. The General Assembly approves this list, and if we should find the means, then we can proceed. Otherwise, we go back and have to get General Assembly approval for that specific project. So,
happy is your approval.
Well, yeah, it starts here and then goes to the state. So, no one should read anything into that once you get beyond those first three things. The order is, you know, somewhat of a priority, I guess, but you know, the likelihood of getting the number one project in the 2016 General Assembly is still probably a long shot, but we're going to give it all we got to get that done in the spring of 16.
As an example, if we were going to buy an MRI machine, I did look that up over the break there, anywhere between $2 and $3 million need to go on this list. So if anybody thinks we have a chance, I can get authorization.
Now how do we do this? If we have to report this to CPE by the 15th of April, we don't meet before the 15th of April, which is the board.
They know that if it's approved by the executive committee, we'll share it with them that the board meets in late April, and, you know, it's...
And this goes through several months of steps.
They're going to disqualify us. Okay.
Brian, a clarification. I noticed T.P. Tall and Bryce and the Wajas and that are mentioned down here.
Sure.
And then you mentioned them being a part of this top one.
Yes.
Is that just kind of a hedge against not getting in one place or the other?
All this is just an authorization request, and sometimes we'll have projects that look similar, but it may be something totally different in the brief description that has been written by the dean. Sometimes it'll go through what they call a budget process. It's the next step that Ann manages, and there's a lot of times that things we've asked for, it gets marked off our list, and it doesn't make the budget bill that happens later in the year. So there's strategy for doing one or the other, but it's really
what,
just...
What do you think that it's the likely business of getting something?
Getting the college. Yeah. I don't know, we're capital projects.
There's just no way to predict that. It's...
No, so
there's just no way to predict.
We got capital projects last year in the 2014 session. That was the first time since 2006. Can we get capital projects two sessions in a row? Who knows? Now we did. We're getting capital projects pretty consistently in 2002, 2004, 2006. But that's been a long time ago.
But they'll have issues to deal with. They will deal with the retirement systems issue. KTRS, they did not do this time, so they will do that, and I would expect some bonding capacity to be taken up with that and some other things. I mean, there may just not be bonding capacity left by the time they deal with pensions and funding Medicaid. So, I hate to sound very pessimistic. It's just, we just don't have any way to know, Barbara.
So, the board has to approve this, and we submit it. But if there's any other project on here you'd like to ask a question, certainly provide insight. This has gone through the campus, the vetting of the colleges and all the divisions of the university. In fact, Woman just added, since this went out to you, you got an amended copy with the last item under the 18 to 20 banning. You go out 6 years, and that's a kinesiology, recreation, and sport facility that they're anticipating needing new buildings for that growing department in the future. So we put on the list.
We included in the restrictive fund column. Where is that money?
Restrictive fund is typically private gifts, but it could be a public-private partnership. It could be a TIF building. It could be something other than state funds or federal funds or an agency bond. I mean, those are the core categories.
I make a motion we approve the university in 2016-2022 6-year capital plan.
Aye.
So,
second
motion.
I hear a second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? One other clarification, Barbara, for example, renovate Dairy Conference Center, that will likely be through our next food service contract with Aramark. So we did in 2017, that will be mostly projected in some of the dining facilities that it could affect at least two floors in that building. Thank you, Brian.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board go into closed session as provided in KRS 61.210 for the following discussion: deliberation on the future acquisition or sale of real property by the university.
Do this right after.
Well, we have one more report, Robin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Robin, I'm sorry.
2015 General Assembly.
Does that mean you're not excited about my General Assembly report? I think I can do that from right here. I had some very good advice from Regent Johnson, who said, I don't think the words are exact. They came, they met, they left. Anyway, I did bring a few things to your attention on the front end of that legislative session, and I would just say none of the bills that we were concerned about, tuition waiver bills, a couple of Keys bills that impacted what amounts of money our students might receive from Keys, none of those bills passed. So we'll come back in January and do it all again. Good enough. If you have other specific things you would like to know, I'm happy to address those either in this setting or privately. But generally, the things that we tracked, not a whole lot got done in that manner.
We were prepared to try to get a change in the statute related to engineering and first professional language, and fortunately, the Attorney General's opinion came and that made that a moot point. So we didn't have to pursue that later.
You want your vote? Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll repeat. I'm going to go on one second. As provided in KRS 61.810 for the following discussion, deliberation on future acquisition of federal real property.
Second. The record was wired. I would like for Brad Wheeler and Brian Russell to stay. Our members of administrative council, you're welcome to stay, but those three will be involved in the conversation relating to the property. Brad, Ann, and Brian.